Good afternoon. I'm Maureen McEwen, and this is The Response, a national news show on the COVID-19 pandemic in Canada. This is the first day to register for the Canadian Emergency Response Benefit for those who have lost their pay or been financially impacted due to COVID-19. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Over the past few weeks, we've brought in a whole range of new measures to help families and workers, seniors and business owners get through this. Taken together, we've introduced the biggest economic measures in our lifetime, which will help millions of people. That includes the Canada Emergency Response Benefit for if you've lost your paycheck. Whether you're taking care of someone who's sick, have been laid off, or are living with a disability, the CERB is there for you. This benefit is now available starting today.
CERB is available to any worker who has lost their income for at least 14 consecutive days due to the pandemic. To be eligible, you must be over 15 years old and have received income of more than $5,000 in 2019 or in the last 12 months. If you are eligible, you will receive a payment of $2,000 per month for 4 months. Employees, contract workers, and the self-employed are eligible, whether or not they can receive employment insurance. It also applies to those who are caring for children or elderly and those who are self-isolating. Canadians who are already receiving EI benefits will continue to receive them. If your EI application has not yet been processed, it will be transferred to the CERB. The payments will be taxable. The CERB benefit is available from March 15, 2020 to October 3, 2020. The money is retroactive. According to the federal government, first payment should arrive within 3 to 5 business days if you are registered for direct deposit. If you chose to receive a check, it should arrive by mail within 10 business days. Today, those born in January, February, or March can apply. As of noon, 300,000 people have already sent in CERB applications. Those born in April, May, and June will be able to register on April 7th. Those born in July, August, or September will be able to register on April 8th. And those born in October, November, and December will have access on April 9th. In the days to follow, it will still be possible to submit your request. You can register at canada.ca or by phone at 1-800-959-2019. Political parties are drafting legislation for more economic measures under the government's three-point plan. Parliament is expected to resume in the coming days to pass the legislation. In related news, major banks and credit unions have cut interest rates significantly, some up to 50%, to help Canadians in debt during the pandemic. And the Canadian Chamber of Commerce has partnered with the government to launch the Canadian Business Resilience Network. The Prime Minister said the support network will help businesses of all sizes to get through COVID-19 and to recover after the pandemic. Millions of masks are expected to arrive from China today. On Saturday morning, the Prime Minister said that a chartered cargo flight carrying the equipment was on its way within 48 hours. Personal protective equipment that was ordered by Quebec will also be on the flight. The government is working with provinces and territories to distribute medical supplies across the country. A global demand for medical supplies has impacted all countries. On Friday, there were reports that the U.S. government asked multinational company 3M to stop exporting N95 face masks to Canada. The Prime Minister said that there will be no retaliatory measures at this time. Despite the temporary closure, essential workers and products still cross the border in both directions. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
We understand that it is really important to keep global supply chains flowing. We know that Canadian frontline workers are depending on the arrival of PPE from around the world, and that's why we are facilitating those arrivals. They've arrived last week. We've got more coming in the coming days. We will continue to work to ensure that that comes in. We're also continuing to impress upon countries around the world that they are hurting themselves when they limit the flow of essential goods across their borders. We need to work together to make it through this global pandemic. That is what Canada will always do.
As of noon on April 6th, the Public Health Agency of Canada has reported 15,822 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 293 deaths. Over 339,000 people have been tested. COVID-19 is now in all Canadian territories and provinces except Nunavut. Canada's chief medical officer, Dr. Theresa Tam, said on Monday that while some populations are at a higher risk, all demographics are being impacted by COVID-19. Dr. Teresa Tam.
Most concerning are new outbreaks in hospitals and long-term care facilities, which are occurring in several provinces. As well, we are hearing of young people being hospitalized due to COVID-19 and people as young as in their 20s dying of the disease. This is a serious health threat to everyone. And although older ages are most at risk, no one can predict when critical illness will strike someone at any age.
Canada.ca has an online self-assessment tool and other COVID-19 resources available. This was The Response for April 6th. For more information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization. This show is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. The Response's sound clips are made available through a partnership with the Canadian Public Affairs Channel.